Brad Locke.
And I'm Dalton Milton.
And you're listening to Prep Rally, a podcast covering high school sports in Northeast Mississippi, brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Everybody, welcome into a new episode of Prep Rally. Glad to be with you here for the next few minutes talking high school sports in Northeast Mississippi. I'm Brad Dalton over there. How's it going, my man?
It's going well. I'm excited for this week. You know, everybody's in division play now, so this is yes. When the season actually matters.
That's right. I think it's 2, 3, and 4A teams start division this week. Everybody else, 5 and 6A last week, 3A, I mean, excuse me, 1A started 3 weeks ago. So all of these games matter now. I mean, not that the others don't, but these matter more. And so we're now officially halfway through the season, which is hard to believe. But this is week 7 of the 12-week high school football season, and then playoffs. And we're starting to get an idea of who's good and who's not. But as usual, we'll take a look back at some of last week's key results. We'll look ahead to some big games coming up this week. Pretty good schedule of games this week. Having everybody in division play helps that. We'll have athletes of the week as well. Just a reminder that you can access this show in many different ways. We're in iTunes, Google Play, any of your podcast apps. You can stream it online as well, preprally.djournal.com. And also be sure to follow us on Twitter at djournalpreps for high school sports updates there. Let's start with the week 6 rewind. Tupelo went up to Hernando to open 1-6A play. Dalton, you went up there and watched them watch the Wave win 31 to nothing, and that defense, again, showing what it's made of.
Yeah, I mean, just week in and week out, their defense has just shown how dominant they've been, and they didn't miss a step. Trent Hammond was worried, you know, coming out of the bye week that his team, they might miss a step, but they came in and, you know, 6 sacks, 5 turnovers, 4 interceptions just on the week. And, you know, he had complimented the Hernando quarterback before the game and said, you know, he's a Peyton Manning type quarterback, and he didn't look like it against that defense. But you know, I think he was 8 for 30 with 4 interceptions. So No, and the defense kind of carried them. Their offense wasn't clicking very well. Stephon McGlon kind of carried the offense. I think overall he had 134 total yards and 3 touchdowns, but their offense in general just wasn't clicking. The defense, kind of the 5 turnovers really got them and going in that game. But you know, they handled their first division opponent, Hernando, who was a very good football team, and you know, they got Columbus this week. So
yeah, and we'll talk about the Columbus game coming up. That'll be the first division home game for Tupelo. So a good win there against Hernando. Pontotoc and Ripley, that's the game I was at last week. Ripley visiting Pontotoc. At one time, these teams were division foes, not this year. But it was an ugly game. Pontotoc won 31 to nothing. And while it was ugly for both sides, Pontotoc had more penalties than they should have. The Warriors found a bunch of different ways to score. I mean, they scored on offense, obviously. They also scored on defense, had a scoop and score, and then they had a 99-yard kickoff return for touchdown by Caleb Hobson to open the second half. So that's what coaches like to see, and Jeff Carter talked about that after the game. You know, you just – it's your dream is to play well in all three phases, and if you can score in all three phases, that probably means you're going to win the game. It doesn't hurt when you can get 7 turnovers. 5 consecutive possessions in the first half, Ripley turned the ball over. They just had a rough game there, and really they moved the ball pretty well. In fact, that first opening drive, Ripley just marched down the field running the ball and then turned it over. Austin Morphis had a couple of picks. Ralph Dunn had a couple of picks there for Pontotoc, and the running game was there. Of course, Emmanuel Vance still a little bit dinged up with his ankle, but they got Gabe Harmon back last week, and that was a huge deal for Pontotoc. Of course, he missed the first 5 games with that foot injury, and he's not even 100%, but he still went for over 100 yards in that game against Ripley. And Coach Carter said he's about 80%, give or take. And I had a story on Gabe, I think it was on Monday. Y'all should check it out at DJournal.com. Dot com, but he's getting into playing form as they get into division this week. So good win there for Pontotoc to improve to 5-1 on the season. They go to Morville this week to open division play. Another game I want to talk about, Houston and Amory. Okay, the final was 57-29. Okay, a lot of points, a lot of offense. You know, it's not unusual. And I went and looked at the stats. Houston posted the stats, I want to say the next day, Sunday or Saturday. Saturday or Sunday. They posted them over the weekend. And thank you for that, Coach Ty Harden. Love coaches who post stats on Max Preps in a timely manner. And Houston, I thought maybe there was some mistake because it said they had 716 total yards, 645 on the ground. That was not a mistake. That happened. That actually happened. That's and Ty Harden going to have a little piece on that in Thursday's journal. He said that, and he's been around Houston football his whole life. He grew up in Houston. He was a star player at Houston. I think he said his mom works at the high school. He was an assistant coach there for 4 years, has been the head coach the last two seasons, and he says that's probably the most explosive offensive performance he's ever seen from a Houston team. And just the numbers alone are mind-boggling. And I mentioned, again, 716 total yards, 645 rushing in one game, okay? If you have those numbers over the course of three games, that's not terrible. I saw this offense against Pontotoc in the season opener. And again, Pontotoc's a really good 4A defense. And so Houston couldn't really get going against them, but against Amory, another 4A team, obviously need a little work on their defense. But to Uriah Shepherd, he's a great quarterback, a dual threat there for Houston, and he led the way. He had, I think, 211 yards on the ground, and you had some other guys pitching. I think he had three guys over 100 yards rushing. So big win, big numbers there for Houston. Some other results of note, Shannon defeated Clarksdale. That was on the road, 28-18. Did it without their quarterback, Jordan Gillian. Alex Ward had to fill in because Gillian injured a finger, I think it was his pinky finger, on his throwing hand against Senatobia the week prior. You got an we've got an update coming on that tomorrow. He is expected to play this week, is he not?
He is. Coach Daryl Carter just said they held him out. You know, wasn't a division game last week, and so they just held him out to give him a little extra rest and get a little more time to heal, and he is good to go this week. So he's going to go back and be starting quarterback again.
They got a home game against Caledonia this Friday. In 1A, Division One, Okolona defeated Faulkner 34-0, so that keeps the Chieftains atop the standings, tied with Smithville, who they play this week. We'll talk about that game in a moment. And also Oxford losing to South Haven in its Division One 6A opener. Oxford in its first year as a 6A team, 23-13 the final. And they had to play without Hiram Wadlington, the star tailback, and ended up with just 33 rushing yards as a team. Take him out of the lineup, obviously, that's a huge loss, and he might not be back this week, will he?
Yeah, no, I talked to Coach Chris Cutcliffe last night, and you know, he said that they were just kind of running by committee right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, he hurt his knee against Pontotoc, and I don't remember if it was the second quarter or third quarter, but he didn't play in that second half, and then he didn't play last week. He said he's day-to-day right now. He's working on rehabbing it every single day with the trainers, but he said he honestly has no idea if he's going to play this week. He doesn't know.
Well, so wish him a speedy recovery, and certainly Oxford needs him back on the field. Okay, so that's a quick recap of some of last week's games. Let's look ahead to some big games this week. We'll start with Tupelo, again, at home against Columbus, the Wave 5-0. Columbus 2-3. Columbus looks to be a little down this year, don't they?
Yeah, they don't. I mean, I don't know how good Columbus usually is, but 2-3 so far this year, and then – but to give them that, you know, they came off last week with a big win over DeSoto Central, and they're 1-0 in division play right now.
Oh, there you go.
And the quarterback last week threw for five passing touchdowns. So, you know, maybe they're on a little hot streak. They got to travel to Tupelo.
And face that defense.
Yeah, and the defense that has 12 interceptions and 14 sacks in five games.
And they've thrown two shutouts, is that right?
Yeah, two shutouts.
Wow.
And I don't know. I don't see Columbus really. Tupelo's pretty good, and it's going to be Tupelo, I think.
Yeah, I would think Tupelo would handle this one. Smithville at Okolona in a big 1-1A matchup. I mentioned Smithville 5-1, Okolona 4-2. Both are 3-0 in division play, so they're tied for first. And the winner of this game could decide 1-2 in the division come playoff time. So huge game there at Okolona. I'll have a story in a Friday's Journal about Dustin Moffitt, the kid for Smithville, who's having a big season, stepping in at running back. He played receiver mostly previously. Now he's a running back, and he'll line up at receiver some and catch some passes, but he mostly runs the ball. And I've looked at some tape, some film on him. Very good open field runner, has some good moves, and he will bust a lot of big plays. His coach, Michael Campbell, said he has, so far, 13 plays of 20-plus yards on the season. He's got 755 rushing, 360 receiving, 15 total touchdowns. So look for that story on Dustin Moffitt Friday as Smithville tries to pick up a big win at Okolona, which is back in 1A this year and looking like the Chieftains are thriving after moving down. And then we mentioned Oxford earlier. Might be without the running back Waddington as the Chargers go to South Panola. Now, South Panola's 4-2. Ricky Woods, his first year back over there in Batesville. But, you know, they look to be struggling a little bit, but it's not like they've lost to bad teams. It's just not the South Panola we're used to, but it's still a game at South Panola. If you don't have Waddington, that's a tough matchup for Oxford.
Yeah, no doubt. Especially with, you know, they got the two quarterback system and neither one of them runs very much.
So, right, they'll run a little bit, but not enough to make up for Waddington's absence.
And so just watch that, because if they become one-dimensional, I could see South Panola really dominating that. But so if they don't have Waddington, they're going to have to find somebody on the ground.
Yeah, or just pass better. I think both quarterbacks, John Marr and John Reese McClure, were both under 50% completion rate last week in that loss to South Haven. So just a few games to watch this week. You can find the full schedule in your daily journal. And, of course, in Friday's paper, we'll have those pregame capsules and all the matchups there. Okay, let's close out the show with our Athletes of the Week. We do this every week, honor a male and female athlete for their accomplishments on the field. We'll start with a female athlete, Macy Mitchell of Amory. She had on a Saturday 4 home runs. That's pretty good, including a walk-off grand slam as Amory beat Ingemar 17-14. And then she came back on Monday against New Hope and had a couple of hits, including a home run for good measure there, and a 16-1 win. Congrats to Macy Mitchell of Amory. Male Athlete of the Week, we mentioned him earlier, Uriah Shepherd, the quarterback for Houston, led that huge offensive explosion for the Hilltoppers. He had, again, 211 yards, 3 touchdowns on 18 carries. He also completed 4 of 6 passes for 71 yards. So Uriah Shepherd, Male Athlete of the Week. And that's it, man. Nice, quick, tidy show. That's how I like it. And thanks to everybody for tuning in. Hope you get out to a game this week. Again, we're in iTunes, any of your podcast apps. We're at preprally.djournal.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, @djournalpreps. I'm on there, @BradLock. Dalton's on there, @DLMiddleton8. And by the way, again, you'll be at Tupelo. I'm going to be, it looks like, at Hatley, South Pontotoc. Nice little division game over there. South Pontotoc looks to remain undefeated, up to number 2 in our small school rankings. But Hatley off to a good start, 4-2 for new coach Ken Adams. So could be a fun little matchup there in Springville. Looking forward to it. All right, that's it for this episode of Prep Rally. Thanks again. We'll catch you next week.